Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. Palestinian armed group Hamas agrees to release Israeli hostages but seeks changes to Gaza peace plan of United States. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomes US President Donald Trump's leadership in advancing peace in Gaza. US carries out fresh strikes on alleged drug vessel near Venezuela, killing four narco-terrorists. Runways at Munich Airport in Germany closed again over suspected drone sighting, and India bagged four more medals to take overall tally to 15 at World Para Athletics Championships in New Delhi. Palestinian armed group Hamas has agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, but says it wants further negotiations on a number of key points outlined in the Gaza peace plan of the United States. In a statement, the group said it agreed to release all Israeli prisoners, both living and dead, according to the exchange formula contained in U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal, if the proper conditions for the exchanges are met. The announcement came hours after President Trump gave Hamas a Sunday deadline to accept the 20-point peace plan or face all hell. We have a report.
After Hamas submitted its response, U.S. President said he believes that militant group is ready for a lasting peace. He called on Israel to immediately stop the bombing of Gaza so that they can get the hostages out safely and quickly.
I want to thank the countries that helped me put this together, Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and so many others. We'll see how it all turns out. Very importantly, I look forward to having the hostages come home to their parents. Everybody was unified in wanting this war to end and seeing peace in the Middle East, and we're very close to achieving that, and everybody will be treated fairly.
Media advisor to the head of Hamas's political bureau, Tahir al-Nounou, said that President Trump's statements are encouraging and the movement is ready to begin negotiations immediately to achieve a prisoner exchange, end the war and secure the withdrawal of the occupation. The armed group's statement did not specifically mention one of the key demands of the plan that Hamas agreed to its disarmament and to playing no further role in the governance of Gaza. The peace plan proposes an immediate end to fighting and the release within 72 hours of 20 living Israeli hostages held by Hamas, as well as the remains of hostages thought to be dead, in exchange for hundreds of detained Gazans. The plan stipulates that once both sides agree to the proposal, full aid will be immediately sent into the Gaza Strip. Under the US plan, Hamas will have no role in governing Gaza, and it leaves the door open for an eventual Palestinian state. Akhila from News Desk for Akashwani News.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Hamas's announcement. The UN chief urged all parties to seize the opportunity to end the conflict in Gaza, reiterating calls for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, unconditional release of all hostages, and unhindered humanitarian access. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India will continue to strongly support all efforts towards a durable and just peace. In a social media post, he said, India welcomes US President Donald Trump's leadership as peace efforts in Gaza make decisive progress. He said indications of the release of hostages mark a significant step forward. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has confirmed that American forces struck a suspected drug smuggling boat off the coast of Venezuela yesterday, killing four alleged narco-terrorists. The strike, conducted in international waters, follows President Donald Trump's declaration that the US is now at war with drug cartels, designating cartel members as unlawful combatants, a move granting wartime authority for targeted military action. Mr. Hegseth said countries' intelligence had 100% certainty that the US-bound vessel was trafficking narcotics. It marks the fourth such strike in recent months. Critics warn the operations risk escalating tensions with Venezuela. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired Navy Chief of Staff John Harrison yesterday following rising tensions inside Navy's leadership. Pentagon confirmed Mr. Harrison's removal and thanked him for his service. Harrison is a Trump administration appointee who joined in January this year and held an unusually powerful role for what is typically a behind-the-scenes position. Harrison's removal comes after the confirmation of Navy Undersecretary Hung Sao, whom U.S. President Donald Trump appointed to serve as the second most senior civilian under Navy Secretary John Phelan. Alongside Secretary Phelan, Mr. Harrison had led a major restructuring of the Navy's policy and budgeting offices and reportedly worked to limit the Undersecretary's influence. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Germany, both runways at Munich Airport were closed last evening for the second time in less than 24 hours after drones were again sighted, according to the authorities. Airport website said the German air traffic control restricted flight operations at Munich Airport as a precautionary measure due to unconfirmed drone sightings and suspended them until further notice. European aviation has repeatedly been thrown into chaos in recent weeks by drone sightings that some authorities have blamed on Russia, but the Kremlin has denied any involvement. A study by the scientists from the Hyderabad-based CSIR, Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology, CCMB, has revealed that the genetic makeup of the Sindhi population settled in the western parts of India is quite different and unique from Pakistani Sindhis. The first high-throughput genetic study on the Sindhi population living on the west coast of India, conducted by Dr. Kumaraswamy Thangaraj and his colleague Dr. Lomas Kumar, revealed this. The study was published recently in the Journal of Human Genomics.
Dr. Kumaraswamy Thangaraj said they found that the Sindhi population on the west coast of India has unique genetic makeup, which is different from Pakistani Sindhis. They showed genetic affinities towards the Burusho or Hazara-like group from Pakistan, as well as recent genetic assimilation with local populations like the Konkani. The researchers examined the common ancestry, local assimilation and past migration history of the Sindhi population. These researchers generated genetic data of the Sindhi population using 6 lakh DNA markers and analyzed the data using advanced analytical and statistical method. The CCMB in a release said the existence of a unique East Asian genetic component in Sindhis of the west coast of India compared to Pakistani Sindhis can be attributed to minor admixtures occurring either directly through Mongolian migrations or with contacts through Burusho and Hazara-like groups in present-day Pakistan alternatively. Dr. Lomas Kumar said the Indian Sindhi group has a small, unique genetic component from East Asia that might have been incorporated much earlier in history, likely reflecting imprints of Iron Age or later migrations, possibly Mongols, in their genomes. CSIR CCMB Director Dr. Vinay K. Nandikuri said these findings conclusively demonstrate the demographic changes and population shifts in Western India associated with multiple migrations. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Moving on to sports, at the ongoing World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 more medals yesterday, including 2 gold and 2 bronze, to take the overall tally to 15. Indian para-athlete Nishad Kumar clinched his maiden gold medal in the men's high jump T47 category, while Simran Sharma claimed the yellow medal in the women's 100-meter T12 sprint. With this, India currently stand at the 4th position with 6 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. In cricket, India have declared their first innings and their overnight score of 448 for 5 against the West Indies on day 3 of the opening test of the 2-match series in Ahmedabad. In reply, West Indies were 25 for 2 a short while ago. On day 2 yesterday, centuries from Dhruv Jorel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts take a massive 286-run lead over the West Indies. West Indies were bowled out for 162 in their first innings on Thursday. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Palestinian armed group Hamas agrees to release Israeli hostages but seeks changes to Gaza peace plan of United States. Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomes U.S. President Donald Trump's leadership in advancing peace in Gaza. U.S. carries out fresh strikes on alleged drug vessel near Venezuela, killing 4 narco-terrorists. Runways at Munich Airport in Germany closed again over suspected drone sighting. And India bagged 4 more medals to take the overall tally to 15 at World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.